وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. As always, for your wonderful du'as that you make for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Kareem Sahib. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you immensely for your dedication during the month of Ramadan and from the early hours of the morning, instilling in the hearts of the ummah of beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the love for Allah and the love for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, just 2 months back we were making dua for this particular month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. And then when there was just a month left, we were making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. And today, with the grace and virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His infinite mercy, we the weak ones have been blessed with this beautiful month of Ramadan, in which we can acquire the qurb and the closeness and attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month when we can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an esteemed month this is. Now, because this month has got a great connection with the noble Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was Majid was revealed, إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر, we have revealed it in the night of power. So it was revealed onto the Lawh Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, and over a period of 23 years, when the need arose, the Quran Majid came bit by bit and descended on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of wahi and revelation. Now, the first surah that is a portion of the noble Quran that is recited on this particular night is Surah Fatiha, and Surah Fatiha is a very, very important surah. There is a consensus amongst the Ahle Ilm and the Ulama that Surah Fatiha was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah and that it was revealed during the initial Meccan era. Now, despite being so concise and brief, the primary aim of this the surah, is to bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been referred to as Ummul Quran and also as Asasul Quran, the foundation of the Quran. Now, this surah holds the status of being the introduction as well as the summary of the noble Quran. Now, you hear from the Mashaykh that the essence of the noble Quran is found in Surah Fatiha, and hence it is referred to as Ummul Quran. So, the basic themes of the Quran are three. The first one is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one is Risala and the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one is Qiyamah, the year after, the day of resurrection. And you'll find that eventually the ayats of the Quran and Majid will be relating to these three particular aspects. So in the first two verses of the surah, as well as the fourth verse, the concept of Tawheed has been mentioned. Qiyamah has been mentioned in the third verse. And in the fifth and sixth verses, there is an indication towards Risala and Prophethood. The names and the attributes and qualities of Allah Ta'ala have also been mentioned in the surah. So a command has been given to worship Allah alone, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and to seek help from Allah alone. and to make dua for guidance and steadfastness. Now, this is very, very important. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, that Allah must keep us steadfast, you know, sirat on sirat al-mustaqim. So on the one side, there is mention of the Anbiya and Sulaha, the pious people. On the other side, we are instructed to stay away from the ways and behavior of those nations who became worthy of Allah Ta'ala's punishment and anger due to their ilmi and amali, their theoretical and practical deviation. So this claim can be made without fear of refutation. The Surah Fatiha is a unique dua, a priceless treasure of ma'arif, of recognition, and a clear mirror of Quranic knowledge, through which we can, in a short span of time, get a glimpse of the other 113 surahs of the Noble Quran. So perhaps for us to get this glimpse over and over again, every namazi has been commanded to recite it in every rakat of every salah. Then we go on to Surah Baqarah. It's the longest surah of the Noble Quran, and it comprises of 285 verses. Now, most of the Surah Baqarah was revealed in the initial period after migration to Medina Munawwara, and the word Baqarah in Arabic means cow. The surah has been called Surah Baqarah because the word Baqarah is mentioned in the surah, and the incident of the cow being slaughtered is also mentioned. So there was a wealthy person from amongst the Bani Israel who was killed by his nephew with the intention of receiving inheritance money. Then in the darkness of the night, he placed the corpse at the door of someone's house. He then claimed that this person had killed his uncle. So the families of the claimant and defendant, they came close to taking up arms against each other. So Allah Ta'ala commanded them via Musa alayhi salam to slaughter a cow and to place a portion of the meat on the body of the murdered person. By doing so, the murdered person would come to life, sit up, and point out his murderer. During that particular time, it so happened that there was also one group from amongst the Bani Israel that was denying life after death. So by this murdered person coming alive, not only would the murderer be pointed out, but proof for the life after death would also be proved. So besides this, due to living a long time with the Egyptians, the love and respect of the cow had become embedded in the hearts of the Bani Israel. And today also we see there are so many people, you know, who worship the cow in the eastern part of the continent. So in commanding them to slaughter a cow, there was a refutation of this belief, as well as degradation of this act of worship of theirs. So besides this incident, the following important subjects are also discussed in the first para. In the beginning of the surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's everlasting miracle, the Quran Kareem has been mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with other perceivable and apparent miracles, but his greatest miracle was this ilmi, this intellectual one, the Quran Majid, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran surah commences with the hurufi muqatta'at, right? And in this manner, it was uncommon to the Arabs. By using this method, their attention was drawn towards it, and they were compelled to listen to it with attention. So whichever surah of the Quran Majid commences with the hurufi muqatta'at, the letters of which nobody knows the meaning except Allah Ta'ala, like Alif Lam, Mim, Kaf, Haya, In, Sod, etc. Thereafter, mention is also made of the grandeur, the truthfulness, the miraculousness, and the veracity of the Quran Kareem. So due to this, it is the opinion of the majority of the ulama that these letters were brought to challenge those who claim that the Quran was a human effort. Then if the Quran Kareem is made, the made up speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you too can also make up such speech from these letters, which you use day and night. You people have great pride over your eloquence, your oratory skills, and command of the language, due to which you call all other people ajam, which means dumb. However, history bears witness that the disbelievers of the past could not accept the challenge in the Noble Quran, nor is there anyone to accept it today, and none will accept it until the day of Qiyamah. So there are people of three types, the mu'minin, the believers, the kafir, and the munafiq. So the outstanding qualities of the mu'min are five that are mentioned in Surah Baqarah in the beginning. Yu'minuna bil ghayb. They believe in those realities which cannot be comprehended by the senses. Examples, Jannah, Jahannam, Resurrection, Reckoning, Recompense, etc. Then إقامة الصلاة. يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. To continuously perform salah, bearing its mind, in mind its condition and its ethics. And always this has been highlighted, the importance of salah. Then the discharging of zakah, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And then believing in all the heavenly scriptures, what has been revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the anbiya before him. And to affirm our belief in the hereafter in such a manner that no trace of doubt occurs. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are on guidance by their Lord and they are successful. So the point to be noted here is that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the people of Iman, in four verses, the disbelievers in two verses, and the hypocrites along 13 verses. So in these 13 verses, 12 qualities of the hypocrites have been mentioned. So it's compulsory for Muslims to keep away and protect themselves from these evil qualities. And these signs and qualities are mentioned here under lies, deceit, unmindfulness, spiritual sicknesses, jealousy, pride, greed, etc., hatching evil plots against others, foolishness, mocking the commands of Allah Ta'ala, spreading corruption and mischief on earth, ignorance, deviation, doubt, making a mockery of the believers. So these are the evil attributes of those who are munafiqeen. Then the incident of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam is also mentioned with the Iblis, the accursed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and he commanded Iblis, usjudu li Adam, fasajadu illa Iblis. So everybody made sijda except Iblis. So this incident is a reflection of the whole of mankind as well as this world from the beginning of time till the end. And this incident points to the eternal conflict between truth and falsehood, good and evil. It shows the high rank of Adam alayhi salam. He was granted vicegerency on the earth, a khalifa, and he was granted such knowledge that was not even granted to the angels. The angels were commanded to prostrate before him, and due to attaining this rank of Khilafat, the children of Adam alayhi salam have been ordained to implement the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth and run the system of the world as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Then the Bani Israel have been mentioned in numerous places in the Quran and Majid. Now, nearly the entire portion of the first para, makes mention of his. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. The first thing Allah ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala bestowed upon them countless favors, both outward and inward, worldly, dini-wise, etc. Many anbiya were born amongst them, and they were favored with the bounty of Iman and the belief of Tawheed. They were freed from the oppression of Fir'aun. They migrated from Egypt under the leadership of Musa alayhi salam. When Fir'aun pursued them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them a path in the ocean, and Fir'aun dried down in front of their eyes. Allah ta'ala granted them mun, sweetmeats, and salwa, quails, sustenance provision for food for them, and they never even appreciated that. Allah Ta'ala made the water 12 streams gush out for them. Where this istasqa Musa li qawmihi faqulna dhrib bi'asaka al-hajar. Then Allah Subhanahu, they did not appreciate all these bounties. They became involved in the sickness of ingratitude. They concealed the truth. As they do today, the Bani Israel denied the Nabuwwat of the seal of the Anbiya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made a calf their deity, outwardly displayed impatience, greed, and avarice in the Sinai Desert, entered the city of Ariha in a proud manner, whereas they had been commanded to enter with humility, killed the Anbiya unjustly, time and again broke their covenants, their hearts had become hard. They interpolated both the words and meanings of the books of Allah. They believed in some commands of the Sharia and rejected others. They became afflicted with sicknesses of hatred and jealousy. Their love for this material world reached the highest level. They made apparent dislike of high-ranking angels. They had shown a deep interest for black magic and suits, saying, as mentioned, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. And Much has been mentioned about these the Bani Israel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning in great detail the favors bestowed upon the Jews, their ingratitude and their sins, mention is made of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam building the Kaaba and making dua, you know, for the Nabi, to final Nabi to come. And then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's showing his displeasure to his father's idol worship, clashing with the people, debating with Namrud, being thrown in the fire, migrating from his homeland, leaving his wife and child in a desolate valley, and fulfilling the command to slaughter his most beloved son. So these were the great acts of our father, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And there's so much more. And then the second quarter, the first quarter of the second para was also read tonight, which deals about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being commanded by Allah, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا, that we saw you know, looking towards the sky regarding the Qibla, and then we directed you, we commanded you, فَوَلِّي وَجَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, so face in the direction of Masjid al-Haram. And this was a great blessing for the mu'mineen. Imagine if our Qibla today was in the hands of the Jews. So there's much detail on that, but the time doesn't permit. But we've just given you a brief overview of the important things in this particular recitation in the Taraweeh that took place on the first night of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create in our hearts the love for the noble Quran. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.